Psachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Psachim Bavli, Daf Ayin Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Ches Amad Aleph at the second Mishnah on the page, Chamisha Dvarim. Chamisha Dvarim Baim Betuma. Vein Nechar Le Betuma, Ha'ime, Ushte Alechem, Velechem Aponim, Vezuchay Shalmei Sibur, Usi'irei Roshay Chadoshim. Five things may be bought but not eaten in a state of Tumah. The Omer, the two breads of Shavuos, the showbreads, public shlamim offerings, and the goats of Rosh Chodesh. HaPesach sheba b'tumah, ne'achal b'tumah, shelo ba mitchilasei el l'achila. A Pesach that was bought in a state of Tumah may even be eaten in Tumah, as the entire purpose of bringing it was to eat it. The Gemara says, V'chol karbonos sibur einan boim b'tumah. Ask the Gemara, may all public sacrifices not be bought in a state of Tumah? The Mishnah is coming to teach that other sacrifices may be bought but may not be eaten in Tumah. Ben Kamanda Amma Halechem Ika, Ben Kamanda Amma Kvasim Ika, Abba Inun. The Gemara asks, there are two opinions in Maseches Menachos as to the primary part of the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. Rabbi Akiva says that it's the bread that is primary, and Rabbi Shimon ben Anna says that it's the sheep. According to both opinions, only one part is primary, so why does our Mishnah not list four things instead of five? Tanai chash loin v'tanisan chamisha. The Gemara answers, our Tana was concerned for both opinions, so he taught five. Itanai tani kelahoin l'meidim min ha-pesach. Itanai tani kol echad ve'echad l'meidim v'mekoymoi. Our Baita taught that we learn from the Korban Pesach that all public sacrifices override Tumah. Another Baita taught that each sacrifice has its own source that teaches it that it overrides Tumah. Mandam kolhoim lemedim in a pesach, ma mayadoi shenema bepesach doiche esatuma, af mayadoi sheomer bekolam doiche esatuma. According to the opinion that all public sacrifices learn from the Korban Pesach, just as in its time of the Korban Pesach overrides Tumah, so the in its time that's stated about all of them overrides Tumah. Mandam kol echad ve'echad lamad mekaymoi minayin li. The Gemara asks, according to the opinion that each sacrifice has its own source, what's the source? The answer is he follows the following brisa. Rebbe says, what is learned from the pasuk that says, Vayikra, Perchoskim, and Pasuk Mem Dalad, and Moshe spoke about the Me'adim festivals of Hashem? The answer is we have learned regarding the Pesach and the Tomid offering that they override Shabbos. As the pasuk about them says the phrase at its time. Sha'kol karbonos sibur minayin. What's the source of this law for other public sacrifices? Tamiloima eile ta'asu la'ashem b'ma'adichem. The answer is the pasuk says in Bamidbar perek chavtes pasuk lamates, these you should perform for Hashem on your festivals. La'ime olakarivimoy l'shealechem olakarivimahem lo shamanu. What's the source for the oime and the shealechem and the sacrifices that accompany them? The answer is that when the pasuk says, and Moshe spoke about the Moyadim of Hashem to the children of Israel, this fixed for them an obligation that they should all be bought, even in a state of Tumah. Should we also say, therefore, that they can be eaten in a state of Tumah? The answer is no, as the pasuk says, in Vayikra Zayin, pasuk Yutes, and the flesh that touches anything, tamei, you shall not eat. Imma af b'pesach kein. Perhaps it should also apply to the Korban Pesach. Shnihi shalai ba mitcheilasai ela la'achila. The answer is no, as the entire purpose of bringing it was to eat it.